Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. And today we're going to be joined with the MAC standout defensive back from Akron, former Boston College standout, Bryce Jones. Bryce, we appreciate you stopping by. Can you believe your collegiate career is kind of come and gone and your teammates are getting ready? You know, well, they're probably already involved in spring ball and you're preparing for, you know, the next level?
It all went kind of fast. I look forward to seeing what they can do now since, you know, it's their turn. You know, get to kind of pass the torch to them, see what they can do with it now.
Nice. And I joke around, usually at this point, I mean, you know, we're, you know, a week into April, your teammates are in the spring ball. Have you had that moment yet, Bryce, where you woke up thinking you're missing practice?
A couple times I wake up and I'm jumping around like, oh man, I'm late. And then, you know, I look down and I remember, I'm like, oh, I'm late, I don't have practice. And then I look up and I'm like, okay, well, let me get ready for workouts or something else now.
Yeah, a lot of guys go through that, man. That's why I asked the question. It's kind of common the thing to be. For you, I mean, growing up, I mean, have you always been a little bit better of an athlete at a young age? I mean, were you the kid usually with the football in your hand and Pop Warner and Pee Wee and things?
Yes. Growing up, I always, you know, excelled at sports. Like, my family, my mom, she ran track. My dad, he was a football and basketball player. So, you know, my older brothers both played football. So when it came to playing, I always, you know, I always wanted to do what they were doing. So I always made sure I always had a football in my hand or I was on the track. And I would say I excelled at all of it growing up, which, you know, kind of propelled me to where I am now.
And I'm curious, I mean, obviously I'm sure you played a ton of different positions kind of going through the, you know, junior high and high school, and obviously, you
right.
know, obviously, you know, defensive back at the collegiate level. But, you know, how do you kind of emerge on the defensive side of the ball and then kind of know that this was the position that was going to get you the farthest?
Just because I love the whole concept of playing defense in college and playing defense in general, because, you know, defense, it takes 11 guys, you know. It's all about doing your 1-11th. It's just the camaraderie of, you know, a defense working, an entire defense working together and gelling. It's beautiful to me. And so I always find, I was like, you know, I play quarterback, I play receiver, but when it came down to it, for me, it was just, you know, I want to play defense. You know, I love the way defense works. I like, you know, seeing all the intricacies of watching film and what it takes to, you know, really have a defense come together. And when it finally does, it's just beautiful to me.
I love it. Once again, Bryce Jones here on the C2P as we talk some NFL with this young man. So you folks out there can know more than just the name. You can know the prospect and get a glimpse inside what makes him tick. Now, I was at the Akron. I've been to plenty of Akron games because I'm in Youngstown, Ohio. But I was at the Akron-Toledo game up in the box doing my work. And these are the scouting notes that I had for you. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Tell me what you agree with. It's usually always positive because I don't like but I put long frame, long arms, a knack for breaking up passes and breaks on the ball quickly, has the speed to stay with quicker rocket receiver. They must have had a fast receiver that I saw you stay with. And I put a little bit of a playmaker. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
missed.
I think you kind of, with that game especially, you got everything. I played a lot in the nickel, and I went out and played that corner that game. They had a real fast guy, Corey Jones, who I had to cover the entire game at the nickel. But no, I think you hit the notes right on the button right there.
Yeah, and I can't – I mean, that's just amazing that you remember. Yeah, Corey – now that I'm looking down at the Toledo side, yeah, I see Corey Jones, and you remember it like it was yesterday, huh?
Yep. It was one of my better games of the season, just from making plays and nickel in that corner. You know, just wish you would have came out with the victory in that one.
Yeah, definitely. I remember that night. For you, I mean, kind of break it down for you. I mean, you know yourself as better than anyone. I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, they're breaking down your game tape, your practice film. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those qualities that are going to make you a guy that they want to put on the 53-man roster?
I think it's the fact that I can play inside or outside. My football in regards to football IQ, I'm good at. I like knowing everything that's going on with the defense, what the D line's doing, linebackers, safeties, and really understanding what everybody's going. What everybody's assignment is on each play. I think, you know, from playing quarterback in high school, you know, I'm good at seeing, you know, what a quarterback is seeing, what he could possibly do. And just playing inside, you know, I think I like contact. You know, a lot of my game this year, you know, I played in the nickel. I came up a lot on the run, and just really was able to be all over the field whenever I got the chance to be on the field.
Definitely. And how about this question? Because we pass this off to the scouts and coaches that we know. Does anything go unnoticed that film doesn't reveal, Bryce? I mean, it could be leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. What are some of those positive characteristics that they need to know about that they won't necessarily see if they just put tape on?
I think definitely some leadership qualities in the way I was able to communicate with our linebacker. We had a lot of young linebackers this year at Akron, and just by being a 50th senior who, you know, and playing at Boston College under Don Brown and coming to Akron, I learned a lot of stuff from Coach Brown about defense and about what the linebacker position was, and it was able to really help them and really was able to motivate, you know, my teammates to really get everybody to gel together. I think in the weight room, definitely, you know, I'm someone that is going to come in and get extra work. If there's something, if there's a deficiency in my game, I'm going to work tirelessly to, you know, get it better. You know, one of the things that I really wanted to focus on this year was making sure I got stronger in the weight room. And I think I did that a lot this year by, you know, winning extra during off days to stretch, whether it was a stretch or to get an extra lift in. I think that's those are some of the things that, you know, you don't see on film that, you know, I was able to take advantage of. And, you know, just by getting with the whole team and getting with my position group, getting with the young guys, getting with the D-line, they're really seeing what the D-line saw on this play or why they didn't do, you know, did something or why they didn't do something on a certain play. Just so, you know, in game or in practice, I can try to emphasize that to them, like, hey, you know, do this, do that. You know, we talked about this, so, you know, let's see you put it to work. When we get on the field, just trying to take everybody's words and put them so they match their actions at the same time.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Bryce Jones breaking it down for us here on the C2P. And, again, a lot to be excited about. Do you get comparisons to anyone, my man? Or is there anybody out there that, you know, when you're watching a game, you're kind of like, hey, when I see this guy, I kind of think what I do is kind of similar. You're not saying, hey, I'm better than Daryl Green right now. But we're just saying just terms of the comparisons and style.
In regards to just, you know, at corner, I say I compare myself to like an AJ Bowie type guy. And then in regards to, you know, being able to be all over the field and play corner and play nickel and really just want to make plays, you know, in my personal opinion, you know, I like seeing myself as a Tyrann Mathieu type of guy who will be all over the field and isn't afraid, you know, to come down and hit anybody, whether it be a running back, tight end, or, you know, or anybody else. You know, just willing to sell out to do whatever is necessary for my team.
Definitely, and that's a great thing. And I like the A.J. Bowie one, too. Like I said, I get so many of the cliche names. I like hearing some other guys that obviously have made it but just aren't the household-like type names as most. Obviously, Pro Day, I think, was the 24th. I know you guys always want to be able to jump farther and run faster. I mean, I don't think you know everyone's ever happy with what they do. But, I mean, I think you had a pretty good day, man. I mean, you jumped over 10 feet. You did a broad, what, of 34 or a vertical of 34. I think you had to be happy with that. I mean, just kind of talk about how the day went for you and how you felt afterward.
I think it went well. Like you said, you know, you never really – fully, you know, happy with. I think there were some drills that I could have done a lot better in that I expected myself to do a lot better in. But when it came down to it, I think, you know, I put my best foot forward. You know, I did everything that I wanted to do. I took advantage of the day. I was smooth in my position drills, quick coming out of breaks. I think my short area bursts were good. And didn't drop any passes, which is crucial. So I think I showed a lot of, you know, little parts of my game. But for me, you know, I'm just looking forward, you know, put me on the team, just let me play football. And I think that'll show a whole different side of what the numbers in Pro Day do.
Yeah, definitely. It's such a weird thing. I mean, you guys put all this film and work in for 4 or 5 years, and then there's so much emphasis on, you know, how quick you run around an orange cone. It's kind of mind-boggling at times to think about it. But it's part of the process. Everybody has to do it. Bryce, I'm excited to get you on, but we're almost out of time. But before we let you go, we always like to just to throw some more off-the-wall stuff your way, some lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right, now Coach Terry Bowden, pretty predominant name on the college football landscape. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Bowden? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
Oh yes, we had a dude on our team, Matt Hoyer, and he would do it every year. We'd have our rookie show, and at the end of the rookie show, he would do a Coach Bowden impersonation in front of the entire team and coaches. And it was perfect. On the button, would say the same stuff that Coach Bowden would say in front of the team, he would say it, and it would sound exactly like it.
Excellent. So obviously that had to be a fun time for everybody. I'm sure everybody got a kick out of that.
Classic. It's something that everybody looks forward to all the time, every year.
Nice. I love it. How about somebody in that Akron Zips locker room in terms of nicknames? This is a big hit or miss question, Bryce. Sometimes you guys have a ton of them. Sometimes you have none. But how about an off the wall nickname and how they get it? Could be you or even a teammate.
See, about a nickname. So we have a lot of people that nickname. I think the most creative nickname was. Was for my teammate Mike B. You know, everybody he started calling himself Grab That. just kind of something he started putting out, and you know, everybody started kind of calling him that. And you know, he's even trying to get a trademark. It's one of those things that's just his name.
I love it.
And JoJo Nelson and Jerome Lane, they started calling each other light. They were lightning and thunder, because JoJo was a quick and shifty guy, and Jerome was, 6'3", 220. He was definitely the thunder dude.
Yeah, definitely. I could definitely see that. Jerome is a big man. You probably seeing him every day in practice probably helped kind of make you a better player too, because that's a lot of man to cover
very
right there. Now, how about this one, Bryce? I think this is the question you guys like answering the most. Female celebrities. If Bryce Jones could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are we going to see you having dinner with?
J-Lo.
There you go.
Jennifer Lopez.
That's a franchise pick right there. Yeah, very nice. Can't go wrong with J-Lo. Yeah, that's a plug and play. That's first round. You're going to get 10 years of Pro Bowl years out of that. Like I said, very beautiful and very talented. And then the final one for you. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He puts the themes and ideas on your cleats that you guys want in terms of the paint jobs. If you could have anything sprays on your shoes, what would you want on there?
It'd be something for my grandmother. Something to represent Alzheimer's for her. She has Alzheimer's, and you know, my family do a lot of work with Alzheimer's Association. So something that would help bring awareness to her, for support. You know, she's been the backbone of our family for a long time, for my whole life. So anything that would be able to represent, you know, what she means to us and any way to bring awareness to Alzheimer's Association would definitely be something I would get to put on some cleats.
Excellent, man. You delivered. That was a home run delivery right there, man. Great stuff. And, again, man, I thought you were fantastic. I thought you were great to watch. And we always like to tell you guys, stay humble, obviously, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes,
I can't
sir.
Wait to find out where you land come April, the weekend of April 27th.
So I can't. I'm looking forward to it. Just count down the days.
Yeah, it's got to be an exciting time, man. Well, stay healthy, man. Get after it.
Will do. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Bryce Jones, the standout DB from Akron, former Boston College transfer. And like I said, I really like this kid. Like I said, I showed you know, I read some of my notes, and obviously I put him in the bold. And when I bold a guy, that means I like him. So he got the bold. Excuse me. So if you want more of Bryce, you guys know the drill. You can always go back iTunes, Block Talk Radio. We're going to be blasting this out to Twitter as we speak. And then we'll be having this bio page posted later at thecollegeofpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.